you better be perfect, and if you're not, then you're a wretched sinner, and God has every right to throw you into hell. And it's like, yikes, that's pure law designed to kill you, designed to take your self-righteousness and leave it as basically a smoldering hulk that's completely unusable, to drive you to your knees and realize, as Jesus said, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees, you cannot be saved. And it's like, well, my righteousness can't surpass that of the Pharisees. I'm not even trying as hard as they are. Right. And Jesus' righteousness does surpass that of the Pharisees, and Jesus' righteousness is completely perfect, and his righteousness is sinless and spotless, and it's given to you as a gift. You cannot add to perfection. His perfect righteousness is imputed to you the same way your sins were imputed to him when he was on the cross.